B-Pod Studios.
Tamani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Carly, you sent us a message. Hey. You sent us a message and said that you think your boyfriend is cheating on you. What's going on?
Ronnie and I have been together for 5 years. We've lived together. It's very serious. Okay. However, there have been two kind of like major breaks, like major separations in the last 5 years. And on both of those occasions, he ran back to his ex, which is this like total skank named Christina.
Okay.
Yeah. He had the audacity to ask me if she could stay in our guest room because she was fighting with her roommate. And I'm like in complete shock. And then I'm realizing as I'm on the phone with him on my way home from work, I can actually hear her in the background. Like she's like literally already in my house.
Ooh.
I just feel like there's just like major boundary issues. And I don't know. I just don't trust it now. I don't trust him. And she always needs him to help her. You know, she's got some problems. Some
there's no boundary issue. There, clearly.
She's like a cockroach. You can't get rid of her.
Well, that's the thing. It's like she's, you know, she's really good at this sort of persecution complex. She's really good at it. And I'm the opposite. You know, like, I'm just kind of, like, tough, I guess. Like, I don't. When I'm going through something, I kind of just try to work it out.
Okay.
Where she's like the exact opposite, but it just feels like we're in a pattern of like a bait and switch.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know? All right.
All right, Carly, let's call Ronnie up.
Hello?
Hi, Ronnie. My name's Jen. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're a brand new romantic gift company here in town. And I'm calling because we're trying to get our name out there, and we are offering people a dozen beautiful red roses in exchange for just telling their friends about our services. Kind of a grassroots marketing campaign.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Do you have someone that you would like to send romantic roses to? It's a dozen. We do not charge shipping or handling, and it's not a reoccurring charge.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. Can I have the name of the person that you would like to send them to first?
Yes. I would absolutely love to send them to Carly.
To Carly?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your relationship with Carly, just for our market research?
Oh, she's been my girlfriend for 5 years.
Okay. Very sweet. What would you like to put on Carly's card?
Carly, you are my everything. You've been with me through the ups and downs and all arounds. Sweetheart, I love you now and forever.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Too cheesy? Is she going to be like,
No, it was endearing. Very sweet.
Okay,
now I'm even more confused.
What?
I don't understand.
Ronnie, that's your girlfriend, Carly.
What's going on?
Yep, she's been on the phone the whole time. You're on the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show, More of the Roses.
Oh, my God.
Babe, if you're so in love with me, why are you putting me through this? If you're so in love with me and I'm so in love with you, why are you even risking that? I'm not fine with it.
Okay.
Trust me, nobody would be fine with it.
So I would say that if someone is uncomfortable, you should respect. Lorraine, you told me the line. What's the line? You taught it to me.
If you knew that I was uncomfortable with something, you should respect me enough to not want to do it.
Right. So if she doesn't want her there, why don't you respect that decision?
My friend is going through a lot of and I'm always there to help her out. That's just the kind of person I am.
But why? So why are you there to help her out? You've been broken up forever.
I don't care about her. It's not like I'm in love with her still, but I care about her well-being.
You guys have a kid together?
No.
Because really, that's the only reason that you should like still be that connected to an ex if it's making your new significant if it's making your new significant other uncomfortable.
Yeah, why is it my problem that this girl drinks too much? Like, why is it my problem that she, you know, makes these really bad, crazy, destructive decisions, and then you have to go and, like, help her out? I don't understand. Like, it's just, it just seems it's like there's got to be a part of you that likes this, or, I mean, I can't understand.
Ronnie, is there nobody else in her life, mom, dad, friend, sister, that can help her out? Like, why does she keep coming back to you specifically?
Specifically because we have a past and she knows that I'm always going to be there for her.
And she wants to f*** you.
Sweetheart, that isn't, no, it's not like that.
Right, okay.
I know it was a while ago, but the card he sent to you, Carly, was really sweet, which is why I'm confused as to why you have two sides of Ronnie here. One side he's really sweet to you, and the other side he's not willing to let go of his ex. I don't know.
That's my problem. Yeah. That's why I'm so upset, because it's like, we have a really good life together. We've worked through so much in the last 5 years. And what is blowing my mind is that there's just this one last piece, you know, this one component. Yeah. And he knows, like, it hurts me, so I don't.
All right.
I do believe he loves me, and that's what's even more irritating. I'm just like,
so, Ronnie, are you willing to choose sides?
That's a lot.
Well, I mean, if that's not the answer, then
you and Carly need to discuss your relationship. Yeah. And Carly, are you willing to break up with him over the fact that he won't stop talking to Christina? I mean, she was at the house. You heard her.
I know. That's where I'm like kicking myself, because honestly, I'm not ready to break up. I'm just, because I love him.
Not about
Okay. I don't know. The answer is I don't know, right?
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closets. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.